we saw what happened.
Okay, we got on scene. Engine 31 and squad 31 were on scene. Got up to the patient. I told my partner just to grab the gurney so they had their stuff. So walked over, saw that was in it going to intubate the patient, and just as well that paramedic.
Where did you go to? Where did you get
this patient? Oh, okay. Pulled into the parking lot and saw everybody to the left side of the parking lot.
Okay. Who's everybody?
Squad 31, Engine 31, and XO.
And then what?
Okay. I got that just grabbed the gurney. I walked over. When the paramedics was going to intubate, I was looking for an IV. On the other side for an IV. So I was on his left side searching for an IV.
Because at this point, there was somebody down.
Okay. I was told that there was four shots fired. He was shot once. With unconscious, unresponsive, 51 gunshot to the right above the right top.
Okay, so when you go on scene, they're working on it, but you see male subject, female subject?
Male subject, Hispanic male subject, lying on the ground. His shirt was already cut off.
Okay, laying on the ground, so on his back?
On his, yes, he's laying on
the parking lot and
the house. In the parking lot. Next to a car that okay, thank you, thank you.
So we sure we've operated at that point?
Yeah.
And they were treating them already?
Yes, I was treating already.
Okay, you can see who was about where?
About the right cloud.
Gunshot?
Yeah, it appeared to be a gunshot.
Above the right clavicle?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the clavicle?
V-L-A-V-I-C-L-E.
C-L-A-V-I-C-L-E.
Yeah.
What do you
want? It'll just a little bit.
What happened from that point?
I asked them what they needed me to do. Asked me if I could search for an IV on his left side because he was on his right side. I stepped in twice. I got an IV. Hooked it up. Somewhat, I don't know if we were a firefighter, cut his pants up to just the waist and stepped away. So then I cut.
Where'd you put the IV into?
Left AC.
Was he responsive at all?
Not at all. He was never talking, he was never awake.
Okay. Cedric was unconscious and responsive.
Okay. The standard procedure is just to cut everything off to make sure he doesn't have any other gunshots. We were told that there was four shots fired, so we only saw the one. So someone had cut up his pants to here, just to the waist, so I cut them all the way through the waistband and cut off his underwear. Jeff helped me to pull them out, and there was a gun lying inside of his pants. We said there's a gun, so we could just don't touch it, and we moved the patient onto the backboard. And our deputy came over and was like watching the gun. And someone took a picture, and they sent him to the office for that. Okay, to get the picture.
Okay.
We put him on the bathroom, put him on the gurney, make sure we had all of our stuff ready to go, and we wheeled him to the ambulance, and I was in the back with transporting him here to look over.
Okay. I'm going to go back to the part of right at the point where you put the IV in him, okay?
Okay.
Once IV's in, you cut off the clothes, then clean it.
Right. Take it down. here. Took off the sheet.
Can you make sure?
Sure.
I need all those interviews recorded.
He didn't have a shirt on though.
Before, yeah. Before I got there.
So when you put off his clothes, he was completely naked.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Okay. Once you cut the clothes off, all the clothes off. Take his belt off. And we're going to move the patient and we want to get the clothes out so we can get our jammed up and then we put it backwards.
Okay.
So Jeff and I were moving.
I'm moving on to the green?
No, onto the backboard.
Okay.
So Jeff and I pulled his hands to the right side of him and then we just saw the black line. Sitting where his low back inside of his pants would be. Looking at a pocket, it was just sitting in the back of his pants. Under the stretcher, you said, right?
What am I? What were you going to put him on?
The back one. When you guys were moving him onto the backboard at the point we stopped him, did you guys lift him? Did you turn him on his side?
Because we were pulling his pants away, we saw the gun. We said, there's a gun, and if it's in his back, how did you? Because we cut the pants all the way off, and we're sliding the pants to the side of him, and so we could put him on the backboard without having anything underneath him.
So as you're pulling the pants to the side,
to the right side.
Okay.
So we said there was a gun. I kind of lifted and Jeff kind of pulled and I started pushing the pants underneath him to get him out from underneath him.
So as you were pulling on the pants to his right, the gun came out with the pants.
With the pants, lying right on top of it.
So the handgun was on top of the pan.
Yeah, it would be on top of the inside of the pan.
On the waist area? Waist area? You say there's a gun?
Yes, I first said there's a gun. Somebody said, don't touch it, and we're like, the keep no dollars. I got an officer walk around the car, he said, I'll pick it up as soon as you take a picture or something like that with somebody else. And then we keep on rolling, we look at his back. We hold him on each side, we see if there's any gunshots, and we wound in his back, and we lift him up onto the back.
And the gun is still laying there.
The gun is still laying there.
You put him onto the backboard and you saw a deputy come over and secure the gun, stand by the gun?
Yes. Actually, as soon as we said there's a gun, a deputy walked over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Female or male deputy?
A male deputy.
And what did he tell you?
He didn't say anything to me because somebody had already said, don't touch it. I don't know who that was. I wasn't looking.
Okay, so deputy walks over to stand next to the gun. You guys heard him on the gurney and had him on. Can you describe what the gun looked like?
Sure. I cannot recall that there was in a holster or not, but it was a large black gun, handgun.
Did you tell if it was like a semi-auto like mine or something?
It was a semi-automatic. It had a Glock pistol. It looked like a Glock at
mine. You could obviously tell it was not a revolver.
Yes.
And was it all black or was it chrome?
All black.
Here, so.
And how big was it? Did you say barrel?
You said it was caliber or anything like that? Like I said, I saw it like a Glock 9 before, and that's what it just looked like. It's a larger.
Okay, you could tell it was like a small 22.
No, it wasn't small. It was big.
Yeah. Possibly 9 millimeter. You couldn't tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know anything else about it. But it was, big.
Okay. Anything else? Okay.
Make sure I got everything right that you said. You show up on scene. Engine and stuff are doing all the notes and treating him. Mm-hmm. So I put the ID in his arm. Put his clothes up to the front. And your partner was going to camp up to his side in order to load him under the backboard. You saw the gun come out with the pants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he yelled for you not to take it. At that point, Jeffy comes up with the pants next to the gun to secure it. And that's all the way.
Exactly.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.